When you come to a potluck, you always try to bring something good. For sure, you wouldn't want to come empty-handed. We should think of our day that way. Whatever we do during the day, it's like a potluck, and God wants us to bring goodness to it. That's the kind of potluck it is. I tell you solemnly, this poor widow has put in more than all who have contributed to the treasury. For they have all put in money they had over, but she, from the little she has, put in everything she possessed. Mark chapter 12, verses 43 through 44. The first thing to say about money is that it ain't the money. Obviously, it isn't the money if Jesus says that the widow's contribution of 2 cents was worth more than all the large contributions of those who were more wealthy. It ain't the money. It's what I do with the money. Or better yet, what the money does to me. Is it harder to give money away when you're lower, middle class, or poor? Or when you're middle class and upper middle class? In the latter, you have more things that need your money. You have more property, more possessions. You are in a position to do more for your children and grandchildren. The way I spend my money shapes me. What the money does to me is very important. It crafts my spirit. It sculpts me. The way I spend my money shapes the look on my face, my lips, my whole expression, my soul, and my spirit. When I return to the Lord, it makes my spirit richer and my face kinder. Money is like a woodcarver's blade. You can use it to craft something beautiful, but if you point it at yourself too much, you disfigure yourself. Everyone, whether rich or poor, is called to shape themselves in the image of God. For everyone, rich or poor, must craft their soul by reaching out to others in the straight language and hard language of money. I tell you solemnly, this poor widow has put in more than all who have contributed to the treasury. For they have all put in money they had over, but she, from the little she has, put in everything she possessed. Spend some quiet time with the Lord.